Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Actor, singer, dancer Ben Vereen will display his full range of talents at the Bel Air Music Festival in Highmount on Saturday night during his one-man show, Steppin' Out with Ben Vereen. His performance is a unique blend of artistry, combining a tribute to Broadway, Frank Sinatra, and a very special tribute to Sammy Davis Jr. Vereen is known for his work on the Broadway stage in Andrew Lloyd Webber's Jesus Christ Superstar, and as the leading player in Pippin, for which he won the Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical.
Join us, leave your peel to flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour. Join us, come and waste an hour or two. Doodly-doo, journey, journey to a spotting sight, mystic and exotic.
In 1975, he started with Barbara Streisand in Funny Lady and portrayed Chicken George in the TV miniseries Roots, receiving an Emmy nomination. It is a great pleasure to welcome Ben Vereen to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a thrill to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, Joe. How's it going today?
It is going wonderful.
I hope you're having a fabulous day.
Thank you. I have to say that I'm thrilled to talk to you because your career has amazed me in the sense of how eclectic it has been, how deep and thoughtful it has been. And I assume that in this show, you really get to show all that, to give a portrayal of what that has been like.
It's a tour.
It's a tour.
And it's a thank you note to my audiences that have allowed me this opportunity to take this journey. So it really is a tribute to the audiences to say thank you. Because it's been a fantastic journey, as you read. I've worked with amazing people, I've been to amazing places, and I want to share that with my audience. So this is an enclave to a greater show that I'm putting together, writing.
And this is something that you would hope to take to Broadway and to make major, I assume.
Of course, everything's major.
So, but there's a story to be told, and that's the story that you want that you're telling in this. It is your journey, as you mentioned. For you, at what point did you know that singing, music, dancing would be part of your life?
Oh God, I really didn't know. I still don't know. I'm still discovering it. But it hit me, I guess. I guess when I got my first Tony, was nominated, that's when I realized that this is amazing. This is, the people actually like you for this. And I just do it because I love it. I love it. From a very early age in Brooklyn, I was reaching out for it.
But there's that point where you realize that you can do it, and then comes a realization that you can, that this will become your life, that this will become your living.
Well, it sort of metamorphosizes itself. It comes along with it. For me, for others, they may have planned it out, they're going to do this. For me, it metamorphosized. It became a part of my life. It claimed me. I didn't claim it, so to speak.
But you have
to... And I'm glad it did, because, that kid in Brooklyn who was, on the street corners, playing stickball, and a guy comes along and goes, "Hey, you." And from "Hey, you" came to, who I am today. And the wonderful people who said yes along the way.
And with that, of course, you have to, at the baseline, have the talent. And that is what you had. You had incredible talent.
I've had some wonderful people help shape that also. I've had some magnificent people, going from David Woods to Norman Walker to Gertrude Scher to Bob Fosse, to Alan Meek. It's been a wonderful journey.
When you were a child, were you in that idea, having an idea that this talent could be harnessed in some way?
No, not at all. Not until I reached high school, after high school, performing arts. That's when it began to, blossom. But up to that point, it was just fun and games for me. It was just something I loved to do. And not that I do not love it today. I love it very much. But I'm saying it at a young age, you don't think about the fact that I didn't, at least in my neighborhood, you didn't think about the fact that this could be a career. This could be, I'll be on Broadway one day I'll do a show called Roots, and they'll remember my name. You don't think about that. You just love to do what you do. And you're grateful to people saying, yes, do more of it.
The time that you were when you were coming up, I mean, I mentioned it in the introduction of in the 70s of doing Jesus Christ Superstar and Pippin. This was a wonderful time, really, in musical theater. It's sometimes overlooked of how great it is and how great those shows are, although they're certainly being recognized now. Did you have a sense that you were in something really good?
Not until the public said it was good. It's a matter of work. It's a matter of your work. And when you're working on something, you work on it to the best of its ability. Like Bob Fosse's whole thing was, he would do a step over and over again. Why? Because he wanted perfection in that step. You don't think about the outcome of, this is going to be fantastic. It's a job, and you're grateful to have that job, and you work to make that job the best that you can do. And let the public decide what it's going to be. Going into, like, when I went into Roots, we didn't think that Roots was going to be to this day talked about. I went into Roots because of the fact that we didn't have any history on African Americans in the school books. And it was Alex Haley who discovered his roots and wrote a book called Roots, and everybody wanted to be a part of it. We had no idea that to this day. We had no idea when I first did Pippin with Bob Fosse back in the 70s that, in Washington, D.C., that there would be a revival today and people would be still talking about Pippin. So you don't do it for the fact of saying, this is going to be great for time. It's going to be fantastic in memoriam and people are going to remember that. No, you do it because of the work. Now, there are those who go into it saying, yes, this will be great for da-da-da-da-da, but that's not my consciousness. My consciousness is making the best work that I possibly can.
When you went to opening night of the revival of Pippin on Broadway, what was your reaction of seeing someone else in that leading player role and to see that show transformed in a new way?
I just wish I had all those bells and whistles to play with.
Yeah.
That wasn't Fosse's idea, though. Fosse had another idea. It's a different story, and it's a different play today. I wish I had those bells and whistles. That's all I think. I wish I was up there with those players, with those bells and whistles that Diane allowed them to play with, because they're wonderful toys. And there's some wonderful players on that stage.
So ultimately, you enjoyed it?
Yes, I did enjoy it. It's a different show. It's not Fosse's show. It's a different show.
What made Fosse so unique? What made it a Fosse show?
Fosse took mysticism and took intrigue and took sensuality and put it in a package and handed it to the public. And they said, yes. He was subtle. He was mysterious. He was wonderfully genius. That's what Fosse gave to us, which we'll never see again, because there was only one Fosse. We can have replicas of it. We can have people trying to recreate it. But the essence of the man is missed. And I missed that from the production of Pippin. I did miss that.
You mentioned the High School of Performing Arts where you studied, and you think of who was there at the time. I mean, you were studying under choreographers like Martha Graham and George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins. I mean, it was an incredible opportunity.
Yes, it was. They weren't the teachers at the time. Nolan Walker, Gertrude Scherer, Malika, Mr. Lebowski. These were the teachers at the time. They were the ones who initially allowed us to come into the school, because at the time, Dr. Rachel Yoakum had connections with these people, and they were very involved in the arts of New York City. And since it was the first pilot school for the arts, of course, there was a lot of emphasis on the staff, on who would come into the school. So they had people like Martha Graham, George Balanchine, Jerome Robbins sitting at the table of the auditions.
And by 19 years old, you're working with Bob Fosse and Sweet Charity.
Yes, I am. And it was a wonderful experience. That was my first Broadway show. They actually made me a suit. I didn't believe they made suits for people on Broadway, but they actually made me a suit. And shoes. I got shoes.
And this is 1967, and at that point it changes your life, because you have Hair and Golden Boy and Jesus Christ Superstar and Pippin. So a wonderful run that you have of success and great musical theater.
At
the point where you decided, when you take on a project like Roots, which is obviously so different, was that a major decision, or was it something that you said, as you mentioned earlier, just seemed necessary because there was so little on the subject?
Well, everyone wanted to be a part of that production. And of course, so being an African-American and coming up through the 60s and watching with King and seeing all the upheaval at the time in the country, which, you know, let's not fool ourselves, is still going on in the world. I wanted to be a part of that, and everyone wanted to be a part of it. It was an important subject matter, and we got to give ABC credit and kudos for having the courage to put it on, or Stan Margulies and David Roper, who encouraged them, who was tenacious about them doing this particular show. And so, yes, I want to be a part of that trailblazer. But as I said, we didn't do it I didn't go into it knowing. I wanted, like my Jewish brothers and sisters, you know, Hitler's ego was so out there, so off the charts. He filmed everything. So the Jewish brothers and sisters have film. We have no film. We only have word of mouth. And here was Alice Haley put it into a form that people can identify and relate to. And I wanted to be a part of that. So it was a scratch on the surface of our history and our contribution to the great red, white, and blue, as we all are in this mixture, as I was told growing up, the great melting pot.
As I mentioned, Steppin' Out with Ben Vereen will take place at the Bel Air Music Festival in Highmount on Saturday night. What can people expect?
Greatness. We're going to have a wonderful time. There will be songs of, you know, that they're familiar with, and just some new songs and great stories. And some special guests. Who knows who's going to show up?
Well, it sounds like a wonderful evening, and again, it's all taking place on Saturday night at the Bel Air Music Festival. Steppin' Out with Ben Vereen. Ben Vereen, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your time here. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you sing, you worry so, but you can't take the dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating, it's the berries, the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned, so how can you lose what you never own? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live, laugh,
laugh and love.